Hey, look, don't blame me this time around. I was trying to get away from Frank Martin talk for a little bit, and I get this story dropped on us from Kelvis Robinette with the John Wiefald quotes. If you missed it earlier, here's the quote from John Wiefald. Frank should still be at K-State. John Curry wanted to hire his own coach, and they didn't get along. It's too bad. Frank told me many times he wanted to coach here until he retired. Indeed, he told me that for a year or two after he left here. If someone like Tim Weiser had been the athletic director at K-State, Frank Martin would still be K-State's head basketball coach. 537-1350-866-776-1350 if you want to call the show. I'll shut up about it. Spring football is here. The thing that I wanted to get across about spring football is I think this is a scenario where things actually set up pretty darn well to be a fan of K-State football for this spring. And, you know, in some ways that statement is obvious. The team's coming off a 9-win campaign. They have a lot returning, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, sometimes in spring, even if you're coming off a good season, there might be some real big question marks. You're really waiting for someone to step up. And I'm not saying there are not those positions here for K-State. Linebacker, for example, the safety spot maybe, if you're really concerned about the nickelback. I mean, I guess you could go that route too. But there's not really like any glaring big thing. What you have is, I'll say it this way. What are you most excited about for spring football? We're most excited about newcomers, like guys that have not played much. I say newcomers, guys that have redshirted, guys that have been on the practice squad. That's what you're most excited about for spring. Whereas, you know, last year it was, all right, what can Byron Pringle do? A guy that you knew you were going to be relying upon next year. You're in a pretty good spot when you can sit here and say, well, we know Jesse Ertz. We know Byron Pringle. We know Alex Barnes. We know the offensive line. We know Duke Shelley. We know a lot. DJ Reed. We know the defensive line. You know, there's some pretty good talent coming back. But what we really want to see is scout team running back Mike McCoy. What we really want to see is scout team quarterback Skylar Thompson. That means that you're in a pretty good place, and you can view spring pretty stress-free, not worry necessarily all that much about the position battles and what's going on, and say, hey, let's kick our feet back. We got a good program. The returners are going to be all right, whether Jesse Ertz practices or not because of the shoulder. Hey, that's fine. Let's go look at the young guns here. The program's pretty stocked with talent. Let's take a look at the young talent that's coming up.
I think that there's two different questions that you can ask with spring football, and you just tapped on one of them, which is who are the guys that you want to see? And then the other one is what are the things that you want to be accomplished in the spring? And I think that there are answers to both of those questions for K-State, and you certainly mentioned one with the guys that I want to see, and Mike McCoy is definitely one of them. I think that as far as K-State's priorities and what they need to accomplish, it's threefold. And number one is the linebacker position getting shored up, especially with Elijah Lee no longer being there. Shmikeuel Moore not being there is a bigger hole to fill than I think K-State fans realize. I think that's number one. And number two and three are kind of a 2A and 2B. One of them is replacing Dante Barnett at the safety spot. That's very important for K-State's defense. 2B, I think, is Carlos Strickland's development of a relationship and development of chemistry with Jesse Ertz, because I think it took a lot longer than people expected.
I think you're out of luck there. I don't think Jesse Ertz is going to be practicing much.
Well, okay, I'm not necessarily talking just about the spring, but I'm talking about through the summer and into fall camp, just getting to the point where K-State takes the field. I think that it took a long time for Jesse Ertz and Byron Pringle to be on the same page last year. They finally did reach that point, and it got really exciting when they did. If Ertz can reach that level with Strickland a little bit sooner, not to mention he still has Pringle around, it makes K-State a much better passing team early in the season than they were a year ago.
Yeah, you know, but to me, like, Carlos Strickland falls into the category, and if you're not familiar, Carlos Strickland, wide receiver transfer from Cal. He was a four-star recruit, Rivals 150 kid once upon a time. Basically, more highly recruited than anybody that's on this roster. So it's understandable we're excited to see him, but he falls to the same category to me as basically like Skylar Thompson and Mike McCoy. It's icing on the cake. I mean, the meat and potatoes are already there. He's a guy that, yes, I do think could help next year, whereas Skylar Thompson, Mike McCoy, you're probably thinking like, all right, this is going to be more like a year or two down the line. But they're still the croutons to the salad. They're the dessert to the main course that's already there. It's that stuff that you get to enjoy in spring ball, which is fine. But I would just say it furthers my point that like guys like that are the ones we think about and are most top of mind in spring football, and that is a very good sign for the state of the program.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. And we are I think just having a very different conversation, or there's just such a different vibe to K-State football on March, what is it, 29th today? March 29th, 2017 versus March 29th, 2016, because there seems to be that confidence that, okay, last year we did bounce back from the losing season the year before. We did win a bowl game. We did establish ourselves as potentially a top 25 team by the end of the season, and now we bring a lot of that back. It just feels a lot different. I think that there are a lot more people that have that countdown on their phones of how many days until K-State football because of all the excitement around it.
Well, April 22nd is the spring game, so they've got practices, obviously, between now and then. I mean, moving forward, we're going to find out a lot more. Another aspect of spring football here that I guess flies in the face somewhat of what I'm saying about, hey, everything's in a really good spot. It will be interesting to see what Bill Snyder is like in spring football. And I don't want to speculate too much about his health necessarily, but it is something that I think we're all fairly uneasy about. Like, we've been reassured that they caught it pretty early and the treatments have been going well and that everything is okay. But still, I mean, it's a heck of a thing to try and take on when, you know, you're his age and you have that type of responsibility on your shoulders being a head football coach. So that still is something to monitor. You know, what is that going to be like?
Not to mention, for the first time in quite a while, he's had some legitimate personnel changes as far as his staff goes.
Yeah.
Whether that, whose responsibility that is, that's a different debate for a different day. But having to bring Colin Klein on and give him some responsibility is going to be very different from how things were before. And now the situation with the linebackers coach, that's just that many more things that he has to pay attention to.
Well, number one at the top of everybody's list has to be how many carries Alex Barnes is going to get in the spring game. Will it be more than the two or three that he was averaging there throughout most of the season? No, I kid. We're trying to be positive, right? We're being positive? Being positive.
I don't want him to get more than six or seven carries in that spring game.
Oh, yes, in the spring game. Yeah. That's fine. Let's see Mike McCoy. Give Mike McCoy the ball 15 times. That's fine. I did ask on Twitter what people are most excited for, and like, 90% of what I got back was either Skylar Thompson, Carlos Strickland was number two, and the little Mike McCoy as well. But it's Skylar Thompson, who was Scout Team Player of the Year quarterback that everybody has raved about from inside the program, and then Carlos Strickland, the wide receiver transfer from Cal. So that tops the list. There was also a little bit linebackers, what's going to happen. But to me, I read into that. That's like if you're really hardcore, diehard fan, yeah, maybe you are really locked in on, like, let's go see the linebackers. But I think this is one where you should allow yourself to be a little bit more like, let's enjoy the fun of having, you know, a potential stud wide receiver and stud quarterback there that are young, still in the program, and go see what they can do. Let it fly.
No one mentioned my number one. My number one for what I want to see at the spring game is the limestone wall. I'm excited about that. And it is starting to get put together. I could see it when I was going into Bramlage for the K-State women's NCAA tournament games. Maybe I'm the only one that's excited about that, but I want to see it. I want to see it in a month, see what it looks like.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. That'll be cool. I'm having to file away all kinds of jokes that I want to make retroactively, tying that to what the rest of the discussion has been today about the wall going around the stadium. Let's just tuck that away. Here's a question from Jeff. Is Delton going to move to another position? I have not heard anything about that. I doubt it. Let me put it that way. Highly doubt it as of right now. Because what are you going to do? Move to receiver? I mean, they're pretty loaded at receiver.
Yeah. They've got enough bodies at running back.
At least it's crowded at wide receiver. Maybe it remains to be seen if they're loaded with talent, but I mean, already you kind of know what Byron Pringle is, and Dominique Keith, you definitely know what they are, and they're at least solid. And there's just a lot of bodies behind there, and we saw it with Daniel Sams. Like, you can't just take an athlete and throw him at receiver and bam, it's going to work. And then running back, like, how are you going to try and find some carries at running back if you're Alex Delton? Like, there's just really nowhere to go.
Well, and I think that maybe this is the biggest point of all of them. If you truly feel like this team is a Big 12 championship caliber team, then you want your backup quarterback to have at least a little bit of experience out there, which Alex Delton does have a little bit of that. You would want him as your backup quarterback in case Jesse Ertz goes down at some point, instead of you're relying on Skylar Thompson leading your team to a Big 12 title in 2017.
Sure. Yeah. Kyle Ball. Look at Kyle Ball. Kyle Ball got some
Hey!
Luck. Kyle Ball, defensive end. Hey, I'm looking forward to see Colin Ball, too.
No one wants to see who's replacing, like, Trell Johnson or something on the offensive line?
He had some moments there. No, I don't think that's – see, I guess that's the other thing that you could feel good about where you're at if people are like, well, I'm really excited to see who the number two right guard is going to be. You know, I mean, if that were the only thing we were waiting on, maybe you'd be in a better position than right now. But I still feel like K-State's in a pretty good spot. That was – what that was right there was like two separate spring football conversations I really wanted to have, but since everything got scrunched up today with the John Weefall quote that was dropped by Kellis Robinette in his story about John Curry and Frank Martin would still be here if it were not for John Curry, then we would have done this in two segments. We could have gone more in depth. I think it would have been less sloppy, but this is what you get. It's what you get. So I hope that suffices. You guys will have the show tomorrow. I'm sure you can talk a lot more spring football. And
who knows what stories are going to break between now and then, though.
Well, everybody seems to be unloading, and a lot of the stuff, a lot more coming from one side than the other, I'll just put it that way.
You said tomorrow is the Blink 182 concert?
Yeah.
Will you be able to join the show live from the Blink 182 concert?
Well, it doesn't start till like 8.
Will you be able to join the show live from whatever you are doing before you go to concerts?
What do you want to talk to me about? You could just you want to ask me right now?
No, no, I don't. I'm just making sure that I'm going to have the airwaves tomorrow.
No, you got it, man.
Okay.
You got it. You Can't Be Serious is next.